Meanwhile, I'll just give you a little tour of the book while we're waiting for it to come up. The first couple of pages you'll recognize from last week that we had, which goes through the astronomical cheshbonos, as well as different writings of how the Maimon work. We're going to talk about page 4 and 5 today. If you look at page number 6, you'll see what's called the Dal B'chios, which is the discussion of when Rosh Hashanah occurs, when it doesn't occur, when it's postponed. If you look at page 7, you should recognize that from last week, we'll talk about the Molados. This already you could probably figure out what it is, and in fact we'll start with the Chazar of last week. Last week we spoke about the Shas HaMolad could be defined by three numbers, three digits, which are there. The first digit, once you have this, then the rest falls into place. For example, if you look at the year 5766, we see that the Molad is at 216 and
876.
And what that means is, and this is important, is that people who weren't here last week, this is the one idea that you want to know, is how to read what we call Molad notation, which means what time is it? So this time we said it's Monday, two, of course, the days of the week are 1 through 7, Sunday through Shabbos. 16 is the 16th hour. The hours begin at 6 p.m. the night before, which means that 2:0 would be Sunday night at 6 p.m., and 2:1 would be Sunday night at 7 p.m. So 2:06 is midnight, Monday morning. 2:12 would be Monday at 6 a.m. 2:16 would therefore be Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you, Ari. So therefore, that is how you read these times, and therefore, this little chart here on page 7 will tell you the Molad of every year from now up until 6,000. 6,001, actually. And it's very simple. It's on one page, you have all the time. So 5767, which is Abolein Latoiva, is at 7-1-672. What does that mean? That means the Molad will be on Shabbos, the first hour of Shabbos, which is 7 p.m., because 0 hours is 6 p.m., so it will be Shabbos, better known as Friday night. Okay, the first hour would be 7 p.m., and 672 halakim. 672 halakim is approximately, again, there's 18 minutes, 18 halakim in a minute, so if you take 672 divided by 18, you'll get how many minutes it is. This number that we're going to be dealing with is a little more than 30 minutes. This number is important under certain conditions, but what's not so important is that you're able to break this down. When we deal with these numbers, to take 672 and break it down into so many minutes and so many halakim is not really that important. If you want to do it, it's fine. If you're the gabbai in the shul and you need to do it, then matayim b'manoim. But as far as the way we're making the cheshbonos here, this number is important to know what it is, but again, how many? It means it's basically a half hour and maybe a little bit more than a half hour, probably about 40 minutes or so, 35, 40 minutes, and that's really all you really need to know. So basically, with this information, you now know that Rosh Hashanah of 5767 will be on a Shabbos, because the Molad is on Friday night, so therefore the Rosh Hashanah, as we said last week, the normal rule, and we're going to see exception, is whatever day the Molad occurs, that is the day of Rosh Hashanah. So the Molad of Tishrei, these are all Molad of Tishrei, the Molad of Tishrei of 5767 will be Shabbos, and therefore Rosh Hashanah of 5767 will be on Shabbos. So that's what we left off last time. We said that between one month and the next, you need to add 1/12/793, and between one year and the next, you need to add 4/8/876. So for example, let's see if this works. If you take the year 5766, and we had the year 2/16/876, and you add this number, that is the difference between one year and the next, between one Molad and the next, you add 4/8/876 to this number, you're going to get, actually it's interesting that it's coincidentally the same number here, you're going to get 2 and 5, 1752, this is a 24, this is 6, so 6, 24, 1752 is 1,752 halakim, which is 1 hour and so many halakim, which means this number is going to break down. We subtract 1080, and we add 1 hour to this column. So now it becomes 625 and you subtract 1752 minus 1080, and you get 672. And now 25 hours is a whole day. It's one day and 1 hour. So we add 24, we add 1 day to this column, we get a 7. 24, 5 minus 24 equals 1. So this is the number, this is going to the molad of 57, 67. And you can keep doing that every single year. And if you want to check the computer did a good job, you'll see that all the whole program, which again was written 22 years ago in Fortran, is basically a simple program that just says, take a mylad and add this 4, 8, 8, 76 over and over and over again. Now, in a leap year, which again, why is a leap year and when, we'll talk about that. But if there's a leap year, you basically have, instead of 4, 8, 8, 76 that you're adding, again, what does this mean? This means that it's the next year's Rosh Hashanah will be 4 days, or the molad of next Tishrei will be 4 days of the week, 8 hours and 876 halakim later than it was this past year. So therefore, in a leap year, you have an extra month, and therefore the total number is going to be 521,589. And that's simply a 13-month set of moladas over and over again. So for example, if you go from the year 5765, which was at 319,287, that was an Ibru year, and you add 521,589, you will get 216,876. And Kahena v'Kahena. And again, this is really Chazar, what we said last week, and this is how you get from one mola to the next. But I want to talk about now. Do you have a question?
Just when we say the time, what is the time where?
The time where. So this time is going for, the molad occurs at one given moment, which means it's the moment when the three, so on average, when the moon is over here and the sun is over here, and the earth is over here. In other words, as we saw in the picture, you can see this in the picture book, which is page number 2, figure number 4. That is the Shas HaMolad. All of these celestial bodies are lined up. When all three are lined up exactly, what time is it in Yerushalayim? That is the time. So when they announce the Molad for 5767, they don't announce it, but whatever time we said, what we had, 5767 is on Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's so many, 7, 6, 7, 2 halakim. That means at that moment, based on the average Cheshbonus, when it's that moment in Yerushalayim, that is when these will be aligned, and therefore that's the new moon, and therefore it's on that basis that we need to make the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Chodesh, etc., and that's how that's going to work. Now, what time is it really? We'll have to talk about that. Yerushalayim changed their time. It's that's standard time now. And how that relates, when we talk about this Banu Kish Levana, and Mr. Shem, we'll get to that in detail. Now,
we're also counting backwards. If you've got the next Rosh Hashanah, you count backwards to figure out what it'll look like again.
Well, it's going to happen, as you'll see. That'll fall into place. When you see, technically, yes. And we'll explain tonight how it works. Now, every year, now that we know that really the key of Rosh Hashanah is the key of the year is figuring out Rosh Hashanah, basically, what we have in the calendar is as follows. If you look on page 4, you will see that every year, a Hashanah Pshuta, which is again, Hashanah Pshuta is a regular year, Hashanah Mubaris is a leap year, the year is going to be in Hashanah Pshuta 383, 384, or 385. And if the year is 383 days, then that means it's 54. Hashanah Pshuta is 353, 354, or 355. That means it's going to be 50 weeks and 3 days, 50 weeks and 4 days, or 50 weeks and 5 days. Every single year is going to be that long. It cannot be longer, it cannot be shorter. Shanam Uberes, when we declare that to be Shanam Uberes, will be either 383, 384, or 385. 385 is really unique in that it's 54 weeks and 7 days, which is really 55 weeks. And that's why, just a little hint to what we'll see later, sometimes you have Rosh Hashanah will be on a Shabbos, and the next year, not that you don't have this year, but we had it a few years ago, where Rosh Hashanah was on the same day of the week, 2 years in a row, that will happen because it's a 55-week year. So if Rosh Hashanah is on a Shabbos, let's say, in a given year, and then we calculate next Rosh Hashanah, we need a 385-day year, it's going to be a 55 weeks B'Shlei Musai, and therefore Rosh Hashanah will be on a Shabbos again. That is when and how you will have a repeat. So let's say L'mashal. For example, how do we calculate how many days are in a given year? So let's take the Mailat of Tuf Shin Samach Tes, which is 2008. Rosh Hashanah, the Mailat on that day, on that year, and if you want to look on the chart on page 7, you can see it there also, because that's where I got it from. 5769, Rosh Hashanah, the Mailat of Tishrei, is at 3-7-1057, which means it is on Tuesday, it is at 1 a.m., and probably about 59 minutes, almost 2 a.m., basically. So that means, if that's the case, because the Mailat of Tishrei of 2008 is on a Tuesday at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., then Rosh Hashanah of that year is going to be on Yom Gimel on Tuesday. When will, this is the, exactly how we're going to figure out when the whole, how the whole year is going to work. So Rosh Hashanah of 2008 is on Tuesday. Next, we then say 3-7-1057, you do the math, you add 4-8-876, all that means is, when is the Mailad of next year, of Tuf Shin Ayin, going to be? What's that going to be? So that's going to be 354 days, 8 hours, 876 halakim. We don't care about the 350 days because that's 50 weeks. We only care about the day of the week. So now you add 48876 and you get a grand total of 7-16-853. What time is that? That will be on Shabbos morning at about 10 a.m. and let's say 10:50 a.m. Again, the minutes don't really matter here, so I'm just giving a round number. It makes no difference. About 10:50 in the morning. So therefore, the Mailat of Tishrei of Tuf Shin Ayin is on Shabbos morning, and therefore Rosh Hashanah will be on Shabbos morning. So therefore, what comes out is that you need. So therefore, it's going to come out Rosh Hashanah this year is Tuesday. Rosh Hashanah next year is a Shabbos. So what does that mean? What that means is the year of Tuf Shin Samach Tes is going to begin on a Tuesday and is going to end on a Friday. Okay? So then look at the kid, go down a line and you'll see that there are boxes and we're looking at a calendar. This is a simple calendar. The first week of your, any calendar of Tuf Shin Samach Tes, Sunday and Monday are part of the previous year. Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah. Wednesday is Beis, which is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Thursday is Gimel, Tzayim Gedalia. The Shabbos is going to be the fifth day of Tishrei, that's Shabbos Shuvah. And now go down, then you have the whole year, you can just fill in the blanks. You'll have Vav Tishrei, Zayin Tishrei, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and so on. Until we now come to the last week of the year. The last week of the year, which is Elul, we want, our goal is to have Rosh Hashanah of Tuf Shin Ayin on a Shabbos. Because why is that our goal? Because the Mailat of Tuf Shin Ayin was on Shabbos morning. So that means Rosh Hashanah has to be on Shabbos. So that's our goal. We want Rosh Hashanah of next year to be on Shabbos. Well, in order for Rosh Hashanah to be on Shabbos, that means, there are booklets here for everybody who walked in late. That means that Erev Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Friday. And that, now go back to the beginning of the week. The 25th of Elul, if that's what has to happen, the 25th of Elul is going to complete 50 weeks in the year. What do I mean? The year began on Tuesday. Monday is the 25th of Elul. That means when I finish Monday, that is the 350th day of the year, that means I finish 50 weeks of the year. Which means the other days left are going to be what we'll call extra days, meaning it's like there's an extra. At that moment, Monday night going into Tuesday, there have been 50 weeks. That means there have been 50 Sundays and 50 Mondays and 50 Shabbos and everything 50. All of a sudden, Tuesday, now chaps are rhyme, and now Tuesday is the 351st day. That's really the 51st Tuesday of the year. Those are extra days that will now fill out my year. How many extra days are there? More than the 50 weeks. There's going to be Tuesday, which is the 351st day, Chafav Elul, Wednesday, which is the 352nd, Thursday, which is the 353rd day, and Chaf Tes is going to be the 354th day of the year, which means that I need this year to have 354 days. Now, some of you may be thinking, one second, how are we working backwards? We'll all fit that into place. But the 354th day of the year will be Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's Slichas, we come to Shul, Tshuva Kapara, it's the last day of the year. So how do we facilitate a 354-day year. How do we make this work? How do we make the Chavtes El is going to be on Friday? How did all that happen? The answer is this is known as a Shnas Kisidron, which means it's a year where Cheshvan is 29 days and Kislev is 30 days. What I mean is as follows. So hold this for a moment in your head and skip to page 5 where we have the Chodesh Hashanah. The Chodesh Hashanah, Chazal in the Cheshbon said that every month is going to be the same number of days, except for Cheshvan and Kislev, which means Tishrei always has 30 days, always. Whenever, just as a side note, whenever there are 30 days in the month, that means the following month, of course, is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So Lamed Tishrei, the 30th day, is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and then Aleph Cheshvan is the first day of Cheshvan. Cheshvan and Kislev could fluctuate, we'll get to that in a moment. Teves is always 29 days. Shvat is always 30 days. Adar, in a regular year, which is called Adar Samach Nisan, is 29 days. That's the month that Purim is in. When there's an Adar Aleph in a leap year, it will have 30 days, always. Nisan is 30 days, Iyar is 29 days. So for example, last month was 29 days, Iyar. Chavtes Iyar was on Shabbos, right? Erev Rosh Chodesh. And then the next day was Aleph Sivan, was Rosh Chodesh. This month, Sivan is 30 days, always. That's standard. 30 days in Sivan, so there'll be 2 days Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is 29 days, Av is 30 days, El is 29 days. Now if you add up all these days, for argument's sake, let's say the word Kisidron comes from in order. So in a year which is a Kisidron, Tishrei is 30 days, Cheshvan is 29 days, Kislev is 30 days, Teves is 29 days. So let's talk about that year. Let's assume for a moment Cheshvan and Kislev were not fluctuating. Well, how would we make the year? We'd have Tishrei 30, Cheshvan 29, Kislev 30, Teves 29, Shvat 30. If you keep going back, 30, 29... Right? How many days? Every 2 months is 59 days. And you do that 6 times. 59 times 6 is 354. Which is the number of days that we want in the year. And it works out very nice. In fact, just looking at the calendar without any halakim for a moment, we have learned that every month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. Let's, for a moment, pretend that when the Baruch Hashem created the world, there were no halakim. Right? It was a perfect, nice, beautiful, perfect 29 days, 12 hours. Right? It would make sense that the months would fluctuate 30, 29. Now, really, why don't we just have a 29 and a half day month? So, Yama Mata Mainev, Yata Mainev Shas. We can't have that at 6 o'clock in the morning, okay, it's Rosh Chodesh now, and it's half day. It doesn't work. We need full. So, how do we do this? Very simple. It's beautiful. It's 29 and a half days every Mailad. I'll make 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, 29. Well, and what? And everything will work out very nice. The only problem is, not so pushy, because these halakim start to add up. Right? There's 44 minutes. You take a few months, and it won't work. So we need something that has to be able to fluctuate, because we can't just do this all the time. But in this year, it worked out very nicely. Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday. The next Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. That means I need 354 days, and that's exactly what I get. That's a Kisidron. And in that year, Cheshvan will be 29 days, and Kislev will be 30 days, and I'll fluctuate 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, 29. Now, in some years, you have the need for Rosh Hashanah, where you're going to have 355 days. For example, you might have a year where the Mailad of Tishrei was on a Monday, and you make a Cheshvan that next year's Rosh Hashanah has to be on a Rosh Hashanah is never on a Friday, you're going to have a Shabbos. So now, that means Rosh Hashanah is on Monday. That means I complete 50 weeks on Sunday, right? And now, I'm going to end up with, what are my extra days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In other words, next Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbos. That means Erev Rosh Hashanah is on Friday. Think of Slichas, right? Rosh Hashanah was on a Monday. The first day of Slichas is going to be Sunday. That completes the 50 weeks. And now what are my extra days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I have 350 plus 5. That year is known as a Sholem. Sholem means full. How do we make it a full year? We make it a full year by making Cheshvan 30 days and Kislev 30 days. So that's going to be an interesting year, because you're going to have Tishrei is going to be 30, Chezron is going to be 30, Kislev is going to be 30, and then you're going to have Teves, which is going to be 29, and then you go back 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, and so on. That year is known as a Shalem. It's very interesting because you have 3 months in a row with 2 days of Shchaydish. You'll have, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei will be on Friday Shabbos, and then Chezron will be Sunday, Monday, and Kislev will be Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm sorry, I meant the Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Chezron and Kislev and Teves will be, and so on. And, you know, it'll be those days. Some years, you don't need so many days. For example, you might have a case where Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be on a Thursday, and you make a cheshbon by the Maalada. It's very simple. You just add, and you come out next year's Rosh Hashanah has to be on a Tuesday. So Rosh Hashanah of this year is a Thursday. Rosh Hashanah next year is on a Tuesday. So what happens? So therefore, I come to Wednesday of the previous week of the. Hold on a second. Thursday to Tuesday. So now, Wednesday, I finish my 50 weeks. Then I'll have Thursday, Friday. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take that case. I meant to take...
Why do you think of this case?
Start again. That would be a shalom. This would be a shalom, this case.
Why don't you just take the second example you gave, all right, where the Maalad was Friday, but since Rosh Hashanah came here on Friday...
No, I don't want to do that yet. I don't want to get to that yet.
And the next year...
I don't
want
to do that yet. We don't know that yet. That's too... Let me take a different example. This was a shalom. I'll do it anyway. Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday. Next year's Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday. That means that the 50th week is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. And Rosh Hashanah is Monday. I need 355 days. That was a repeat of a shalom. But you could have a case where Rosh Hashanah is on Monday, and the next year's Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday. Okay? When that happens... So again, Sunday we Slichus, right? On that Sunday of Slichus, it's the 350th day of the year. I finished 50 weeks, and now I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Erev Rosh Hashanah is Wednesday. I have 353 days. That year is known as a Chaser. Chaser means missing. What's missing? Chezron and Kislev will each have 29 days. So that means you'll have Tishrei being 30 days, Chezron being 29 days, Kislev being 29 days, and Teves being 29 days, which means in a year like this, you're going to have only one day Rosh Chodesh Kislev, one day Rosh Chodesh Teves, and one day Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So typically you might have Rosh Chodesh Kislev being on a Sunday, and then Kislev and Teves will be on a Monday, and then Teves being Shvat being on a Tuesday. Right? This is what you will ultimately end up happening. So again, we have three types of years. We have a chaser, we have a kesidron. Chaser means there's 29 days in Chezron and Kislev. There's a total of 353 days. We have a kesidron, which is 29-30, where you have 354 days, and you have a shalem, where you have 355 days. The same yusayin is in an Ibur Yar. Without going through the number of days, in a leap year, we showed that there's 30 extra days. Because there's that extra Adar Rishon. Again, in a leap year, Adar Sheni is the Adar Asamach L'Nisan. That's when we celebrate Purim. And that's considered to a certain extent the Ikar Adar. For Bar Mitzvahs, we go by Adar Sheni. It's really, it's a Machlokes Rishayna between the Marash HaLevi and the Mari Mintz. The Ramah Pasuk is like the Mari Mintz, that we go by the second other. You should know the Shitas and Rishayna that hold a boy's bar mitzvah in the first other. We don't Pasuk like that. We go with the Mari Mintz, and the Ramah brings them, and that's the Halach L'Maisa in all of Klal Yisrael, like that Ramah. But we basically, for our yard site, is really the Ikur of Machlekes, Sephardim Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim generally use this first other as the Ikur one, but the Minig really is to keep both yard sites. That means if a person had yard site in a regular other, someone was nifter in a regular Adar, then the Yartzeit will be Nayeg really in both, but the Iker Yartzeit will be Adar Rishon. But here, for our purposes, we generally consider Adar, the second Adar, the Iker one. That's the one with Purim, that's the one where the Bar Mitzvahs are, that's the one that has 29 days. The Adar Rishon, which is the extra Adar, has 30 days. Now, what is 30 days? 30 days is 4 weeks and 2 days. That means that an Ibra year, a leap year, is going to automatically be those extra 2 days. So whereas, how many extra days did I have in a Shana Pshuta? I either had 3, 4, or 5 in a Shana Mu'beres, because of those extra 2 days. In a Chaser, I'm going to have 383 days, which is equivalent to 54 weeks and 5 days. And then you could all see this right over here in the top of page 4. 383 days and 54 weeks and 5 days. 384 days, which is a Kisidron, Cheshvan is 29, Kislev is 30, will be 54 weeks and 6 days. And finally, the 385-day year, which is the Sholem, will be 54 weeks and 7 days, which is also known as 55 weeks. So in that year, it's interesting, you're going to have the Moilet of Tishrei, let's say on a Shabbos, and it's an Ibur Yar, so that means between one Moilet and the next, you have 521, 589, which is a lot of, that's a lot of time, right? You're going to almost go almost a whole week. That's simply a few hours shy of a week, of 6 days. So you could come out that next year's Rosh Hashanah also has to be on Shabbos. You'll never have this Hashanah Pshuta, but you can have it in Hashanah Mubaris. So that means Rosh Hashanah this year is Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is next year Shabbos. How do I do that? I make it Chezer to Kislev like 30 days, and now I have exactly 55 weeks, and therefore this will facilitate this opportunity. Now, because of Chezer and Kislev, it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch and others speak about why were Chezer and Kislev chosen. And you see, you need those toggle days, because without them, I mean, without explaining even further, because of the extra halakim, you got to have the ability to add days. But furthermore, when we talk about some of the rules of Rosh Hashanah, we'll see, we have to have the ability. In other words, I guess that when you build a building, you need a little bit of flexibility, so to speak, right? You can't have the tension which causes it to break. It's the same thing here. We got to have that flexibility, and therefore we need the ability to make 353, 354, 355, and therefore 2 months have to be staggered or toggled, and therefore we pick 2 months. Now, why would we pick Cheshvan and Kislev? Why not some other months? So the answer is as follows. There are two answers to this question. One answer is that we want to fix this, rectify the situation immediately. In other words, when the year begins in Tishrei, so we want to start right away. Now, if we would make Tishrei 29-30, people might be confused. We never want to mess with Tishrei. You look at the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, where Yom Kippur was the wrong day. Now, even though this is after Rosh Hashanah, but we're going to leave Tishrei as is, 30 days, and not tamper with it. Now, okay, now we have an issue. We want to make sure next Rosh Hashanah works out accordingly. Let's play around with Cheshvan and Kislev, and now it's all set. And once Cheshvan and Kislev are done, it's a clear shot. We go all the way to the next Rosh Hashanah with the right number of days. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that based on the Tanakh, to a certain extent, or even Chumash, we don't want to mess around with the summer days, because of, really, for historical reasons. And that is, between Pesach and Shavuos, there are 49 days. Shvira. We're going to celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. If we were to start playing around with Nisan or Iyar, then that would mean that Shavuos would sometimes be Vav and Zayin, which of course is the Machlokes Tanoim in Masechta Shabbos. That's very nice. You learn the Masechta, you know, you chazer, you harav, you argue. But Lamaisa, when it comes down to it, we want the calendar to be smooth. Shavuos is Vav Sivan, and that's it. So if we play with those months, we'd have a problem. Next, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, went up for 40 days on our Sinai. We're holding in those 40 days when he went up for the Luchais, and the Luchais were smashed on Shavuos B'Tammuz. So again, we don't want to play around with Sivan, because we want to keep that continuity between Shavuos and Shavuos B'Tammuz. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up for another 40 days to be mispalel for Klal Yisrael. He came down Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, as though it's Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Chodesh El, Yom Kippur Katan, that's the Ikar Yom Kippur Katan of the year, because that was, the Rosh Hashanah was in Nisratza a little bit, and then it went up for another 40 days until Yom Kippur, and came down with the second set of Luchai. So really, when you look at it, there's a flow which goes all the way from Pesach all the way through Yom Kippur. So we don't want to play with those dates, because otherwise it's gonna get messed up. So therefore, we'd rather pick winter dates. We don't want to play with Adar, because Adar already is Arishon and Sheni. So what's really left when it comes down to it? You're really left with Chezer and Kislev. Theoretically, maybe Shvat could have been used according to that Teretz, but Lamaisa, Chezer and Kislev work out. Now, there's a ramification, because they did pick Chezer and Kislev, there's an interesting halachic ramification as follows. and then it's Hanukkah. The Bi'al Lacha points this out in Siman Tav Reish Pei Dalet, Siv Gimel, Dibra Masul Yim Ta, he writes, Misha Yeshla Yard Site, Lo Yachshev Lefi Yimecha Hanukkah. A person who has Yard Site at the end of Hanukkah should not say he has Yard Site on the last day of Hanukkah, or on the seventh day of Hanukkah. Why not? Because if you look at the bottom right hand corner of page 4, you will see that the last day of Hanukkah sometimes changes. Why? In a chaser year, we know in a chaser year, Cheshvan and Kislev are both 29 days. That means that the fifth day of Hanukkah will be on a Chavtes, it's always that way. Then the sixth day of Hanukkah will be on Aleph Teves, because it's only 29 days in Kislev. The seventh day of Hanukkah will be Beis. Zayis Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, will be on Gimel. However, in a Kesidron or a Shalem year, right, Shalem is 30-30, Kesidron is 29-30, you're going to have 30 days in Chanukah. That means, 30 days in Kislev. That means the fifth day of Chanukah is going to be Chavtes, the sixth day of Chanukah is going to be Lamed, the seventh day of Chanukah will be Aleph, and the eighth day of Chanukah is going to be Beis. So, for example, somebody had yard site on the eighth day of Chanukah, well, what year did they pass away? If it was a year which was a chaser, that means the yard site is Gimel Teves. If the year was a Kesidron or a Shalem, that means the yard site is Beis Teves. So technically, someone could pass away on the last day of Chanukah in a chaser year, which was the third of Teves, but yet in most years, the yard site will not be Chanukah. It will be the day after Chanukah, because the yard site is not the eighth day of Chanukah, the yard site is Gimel Teves. And Gimel Teves in a Kesidron and a Shalem will be the day after Chanukah. And you can have the opposite case too. Someone can have yard site on the third day of Teves, which the theory was after Chanukah. But for Chaim Shmuel Levitz, I believe his yard site was Matzai Chanukah in a year that was Gimel Teves. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe so. And some years, of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the Mirashiva, his yard site comes out in some years on the last day of Chanukah. Now, what really gets interesting is when it comes to bar mitzvahs. For example, a child who was born on Gimel Teves 1991 was born on the day after Chanukah, but yet his bar mitzvah would be Gimel Teves 2004, which was on Chanukah. So here his birthday is really, he was born not on Chanukah, he was born the day after Chanukah, but his bar mitzvah is on Chanukah. And the opposite you have is a person who was born on the third day of Teves on December 27th, 1992, that was the last day of Chanukah, but this past year, right, a few months ago, his bar mitzvah would have been the day after Chanukah on January 3rd, 2006, because there was 30 days in Kislev, and therefore there was the last day of Chanukah was Beis Kislev, and therefore there he was born on Chanukah, but not because bar mitzvah would have been the day after Chanukah. And all of that is a function. So there is a little bit of confusion, which, you know, why the Chazal choose Cheshvan and Kislev, you have a little bit of confusion, although relatively minimal, with the end of Chanukah.
Even more confusion by someone had bar mitzvah for different months. He's born
then you're going to have any month. With that problem, you're going to have any, as long as we're toggling days, no matter what month we choose, you're going to have that problem. In other words, someone's born on the 30th of Kislev, right, in a year, it's like the February 29th, so to speak, where someone's born on the 30th of Cheshvan, in the year of his bar mitzvah, there is no 30th of Cheshvan, there are halachas, the Pesukim speak about that, but that's not an issue function of Cheshvan or Kislev, that would happen any month that you would choose to have this difference. Now, the Chazal gave us a way of determining what type of year it is. Very simple way to know what the year is. And that is as follows. This is known as the Kviyas Hashanah, which means we can look at any given year. Now that we know the fact that I need Rosh Hashanah of this year and I need Rosh Hashanah of next year, one can have the ability to really determine the whole year. Everything really just falls into place. And we could simply call the year by three letters. And that's known as the Kviyas Hashanah. Perhaps you've seen some of these in the back of Machzayrim or in the back of Chumashim. And there are, the Kviyas Hashanah works as follows. The year of, let's say, Tavshin Samach Dalet, the Kviyas Hashanah was Zion Shin Gimel. And what that means is as follows. Zion, I'm on page 5, figure 13. And what that means is as follows. The first letter, we read from right to left, the first letter, as you see here, is the day of Rosh Hashanah. Zion means Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. Simple. If that letter would be a Hey, then Rosh Hashanah would be Hey. If the letter would be Beis, Rosh Hashanah is Monday. the second letter is Cheshvan and Kislev. It will be one of three letters. You look at the upper right-hand corner of figure 13, and you will see that letter will be a Shin, a Chaf, or a Ches. Shin means it's Shalem, which means Cheshvan and Kislev were 30 days. Chaf means it's Kisidron, which means Cheshvan was 29 days, and Kislev was 30 days. And Ches means Chaser. That means Cheshvan and Kislev were 29 each. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a leap year or not. We're going to use that middle letter. It's going to be the same. If it's a leap year, it's 29-29, 29-30, or 30-30. Makes no difference. And that middle letter will be either one of those three letters. Finally, the last letter is the day of the week of Pesach, which will be, in this case, which was a Gimel. That means Pesach is on a Tuesday. Once you know these three letters, you now basically know the entire year, because you know when Rosh Hashanah was. You know if there are 29 or 30 days in Kislev. So that means that I want by hand to make a calendar. Okay, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, so let's go. Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, and Tzom Gedalia is on Tuesday, is on Monday, and Yom Kippur is going to be on Monday, and then Sukkot will be 2 weeks later on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan will be on these days. I can just keep going. I'm writing my calendar. You told me that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. I write my calendar. I come to the 29th day of Cheshvan. I see the day of the week. And now I say, okay, do I add a 30th day or don't I add a 30th day? Well, that's the middle letter comes along and tells me that it's a Sholem. Now I continue. I now put 30 days into Cheshvan, 30 days into Kislev, and I keep going. I know that Tevis is 29, and I know that Shvat is 30, and so on. Now, theoretically, All I need now really to know is that Hashanah Pshuto Murbaris. Is it a leap year or not leap year? And I would really be done. I would not need a third letter. But for simplicity's sake, and in fact the tour in his chart actually did that. If you look at the tour on page number 8A, you'll see that the tour only gives me two letters. And basically, without getting into what year, these boxes represent years. What years they represent, don't worry about that now. But they represent year. The upper right-hand box has a Hey Chaf. That means that whatever year this represents means that in that year Rosh Hashanah was on a Thursday, and it was a Kisidron, and it was a Shana Pshuta. Right? So that means if I want, I can just write the rest of the calendar. I write Cheshvan and Kislev and Tevis and Shvat, there's only one order, and then just go right through the year. For simplicity, and I go to the next year. The next year is Beis Ches. That means Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, and it's a Chaser. The next letter is Hei Shin. The next is Hei Chaf. All I have to know is those facts. But for simplicity's sake, the common way of describing a year is by adding a third letter, which is Pesach. And that third letter tells me what Pesach is, which is really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's really the same day of the week. And that is the Gimel. So in 2004, Tavshin Samach Dalet, Rosh Hashanah, actually, 2003, was on a Shabbos. It was a Shalem, so Cheshvan and Kislev had 30 days, and Pesach was on a Tuesday. There are 14 such, Kviyas Hashanah. That's it. You only have 14. Now, theoretically, we could really have many, many more, because you could have Aleph Ches. Aleph, you know, and Bays, Ches, Bays, and give away. But obviously, you'll see that you can't have all these. So when you go through all the halachas of making the calendar, you'll see there are only 14 possible Kviyas Hashanah. And they are listed as 7 for Shana Pshuta, and there are 7 for Shana Mu'baris. And let's go through them. The first of the Pshuta is a Bays Ches Gimel. That means that in a Bays Ches Gimel, Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, it's a Chaser year, and Pesach is on a Tuesday. Beis Shin Hei means that Rosh Hashanah was on a Monday. It's a Shalem, and Pesach is on a Thursday. Now that's very good, Pesach. It works. The math works out perfect. Because if it's Beis Ches Gimel, that means in a year when Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, 29 and 29, it has been a Kislev. If I make it a Shalem year, that means how many days have I added? 2 years. Think of the Bachar Ben Yeshiva. They have 2 extra days in the winter's month, right? They go from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, give or take, depending on what yeshiva you learn in. A chaser year will be 2 days shorter than the Shalom year. This man is 2 days longer in the Shalom year. That means that Pesach is 2 days later. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they get out of Yeshiva, will be 2 days later. It's going to be on a Thursday instead of on a Tuesday. Now, we have to see later, what about Beis Chof Dalin? Why can't we have that? That we'll talk about next week. But that's what we have. Next, Gimel Chof Hey. Gimel means Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday. Chof means it's a Kesidron. Hey means it is Pesach is on a Thursday.
This year
was correct. This year is Gimel Chaf Hey, correct. Hey Chaf Zayin means Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday. It's a Kesidron, and Pesach is on a Shabbos. Next, go to there's more Pshutas. Now go to Muberes. So Muberes, you have Beis Ches Hey. That means Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday. It's a chaser year, and Pesach is on a Thursday, which the math works out here also. Because in a Shana Pshuta, when Rosh Hashanah was on a Monday, and it was a chaser, that means when was Pesach? Pesach was on a Tuesday. If it's a Shana Muberes, everything's the same. I start with a Monday. I come to Chedron and Kislev in the 29 days. But now I add an extra other. I have 30 days. How many extra days in a week is that? Two. So that means that kicks Pesach ahead 2 extra days. Pesach, instead of being on a Tuesday, will be pushed ahead to Thursday compared with the Beis Ches Gimel. So Shana Pshut is Beis Ches Gimel, Muberes is Beis Ches Hey. Beishin Zion means Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, it's a Shalom year, and Pesach is on a Shabbos. And so on and so forth. Here you have a Hey Ches Aleph. That was last year. Rosh Hashanah was on it last year, meaning Tafshin Samach Hey. Rosh Hashanah was on a Thursday. It was a chaser year, and Pesach was on a Sunday. Pesach 2005 was on a Sunday. We will have this year again in 2008. Habal Leinav Al Chayis, meaning Rosh Hashanah of 2007, Tafshin Samaches, Rosh Hashanah will be on a Thursday. It will be a chaser. That's next year's Rosh Hashanah, right? 2007's Rosh Hashanah will be, not this coming Rosh Hashanah, but next year's Rosh Hashanah, where it will be on Thursday. It will be a chaser year. It will be Shana Muperes, and Pesach again will be on a Sunday. Now,
is it Lo Badu Rosh?
What's that?
Lo Badu Rosh.
We'll get to that. Lo Adu Rosh. Lo Adu Rosh. Right. We'll talk about that next week. Now, once you know the Kriyas Hashana, you really know everything. I'm first going to show you what the Luach on page number 10. And this is really an offshoot of the Tours Luach. I'm going to first show you this Luach, which is spelled out. And then I'm going to bring you back to the Tours Luach. This Luach I developed based on the tour, but a Bacher typed it for me. And that is as follows. Once you know the Kviyas Hashanah, the whole year falls into place. Let's take this year, for example. This year is Gimel Chaf Hey. That means the Mailad of this year caused Rosh Hashanah to be on a Tuesday this past year. It's a Kesidron, 29:30. Why is it a Kesidron? Because next year's Rosh Hashanah made it that this year has to be a 354-day year. So it has to be a Kesidron. That meant Pesach is on a Thursday. So if you go down the column of this chart, you'll see we give you all the days of the year, what they should be. So for example, you go all the way down the Gimel Chaf Hey, and you will see that Lag Va'omer was a Gimel. That means Lag Va'omer is going to be on it, was on a Tuesday. Rish Chaydash Siva was Aleph. Rish Chaydash Shavuos was Vav Zayin. That means Friday Shabbos. Rish Chaydash Tammuz is Beis Gimel. It's a Monday and a Tuesday. Shivasim Tammuz will be on a Thursday. Now why is that? Well, that's because you just plug in the days. There are 29 days in Iyar. There are 30 days in Sivan. There are 29 days in Tammuz. So it just all falls into place. Yud Zayin Tammuz will be on a Thursday. Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday. Rosh Chodesh Av is on a Wednesday. Rosh Chodesh Elul, actually that's out of order. Rosh Chodesh Elul is on Thursday, Friday. And there are 354 days in the year. And Rosh Hashanah of next year will be on a Shabbos. What will be the Kriyas Hashanah of next year? Well, that we'll find out in a moment. We can figure that out in a moment. But basically, all you need to know is those three letters of the year. You plug it right into this column, you go right down. You can figure out any Rosh Chodesh, you can figure out Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Theoretically, we could make a whole calendar if we wanted for every year by having every day of the year. That would be a little bit long, but just plug it all in. At the bottom of this chart, it tells you which parshiyos are together and which are separate. We will learn in another shir why certain parshas are together, when they are and when they're separated. But if you look at the Hechav Zion year, you will see that all we're in Gimel Chaf Hey, every parsha is together. There are seven sets of parshas that could be together. We will learn why we need, what parsha we need, because there's not enough Shabbos to go around. There's 54 parshas in the Torah, 53 of them are laying on Shabbos, because I said Baruch, of course, is laying on Simchas Torah, and there's only 48 weeks we can lay, because there's only 50 Shabbos. Two of them are either Sukkot or Pesach. So that leaves us 48. How do we fit 53 parshas into 48 Shabbos, or less? We make a mechubarim. Sometimes we don't need them all to be together.
Right, now, winter Yisrael,
and Joel is off. That's correct. So, in Eretz Yisrael, you will never have all seven sets of parshas. In Eretz Yisrael, you never lay Chukas HaMolek together. You never have a need to. We will learn. We'll get to that. But I'm just illustrating the fact here. Without the lumdus, Gimel Chaf Hey, they're all together. Last year was a Hey Ches Aleph. If you go to Hey Ches Aleph, which is on this side of the chart, you can go through what last year was, and you'll see their X's. That means last year, no parshas were together. And if you look at this box, you will see that of all the 14 kviyos, Hey Ches Aleph was the only type that all the parshas were separate. There's no other set. Hey Shin Gimel is close, but it misses. Right at the end, you have the Vayakum, the Savayelach together. Right? So a Hey Ches Aleph year, they'll all be separated. And depending on the year. Now, if you look at if you go back to page number 8, you'll see that really this is a copy from the tour, Siman Tov Chaf Ches. You can look it up. I photocopied it from my own tour. And basically the tour really did the same thing. He's not as elaborate in the chart, but basically he gives you Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, and then Sag Gedalia, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah. The letters at the top, he only gives you two letters, because that's really all you need, and you know it's a Pshuta or a Muberes. So really, you could fill in that last letter yourself. The Beis Ches is really Beis Ches Gimel. And this Beis Ches is a Beis Ches Hey. And you go down at the bottom, he shows you which parshas are together, and so on and so forth. So again, this is just a glorified chart of the tour that exists. Now, if you want to know what kind of year it is, this is really a perpetual calendar. Because on the sides, you'll see that it tells you that this year is Tavshin Samach Hey, Samach Vav, it's a Gimel Chaf Hey. Next year is Tavshin Samach Zion, Abolena Lataiva. Next year will be a Zion Shin Gimel. So what will be next year? Well, let's see. Go to Zion Shin Gimel, and you see it's the last one on the left by the Shon of Pshuta. Again, just parenthetically, this has nothing to do with Hebrew and English. This has nothing to do with comparing Hebrew. We don't know the English date yet. We're not interested in that. We want to know when Rosh Hashanah is. We want to know when Sukkot is. We'll talk later about how to calculate the English date. Next year, Zayin Shin Gimel means Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos and Sunday. Sag Gedalia is on Monday. Yom Kippur is Monday. Sukkot is Shabbos Sunday. Hashanah Rabbah is Friday. Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah is Shabbos Sunday. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is Sunday Monday. You go all the way down the chart, you see that the Shabbos Shkolim is going to be Chav Tes Adar, it will be Parshas Mishpatim. Rosh Chodesh Adar will be Sunday and Monday. Hafsakais, that we won't lay in any special Parsha, will be Vav, that'll be Vav Adar, and the Parsha that Shabbos will be Truma. Zachar will be on Yud Gimel Tishrei, it'll be Parsha Tzaveh. Titus Esther will be on a Thursday, the two stars just mean that really it was pushed back. You go all the way down, Purim is on Sunday, and so on, all the way down, down, down. And you come to what parts will be together. They will all be together except for Chukas HaMolek. So you plug it in and you're able to get any possible year that is there. Now,
does this repeat itself like every 19 years? Or
no, does that repeat itself every 19 years? There is basically no repetition of it except the tour's other chart, where we're going to get to that on page number 9, which is the previous page. And this is a chart that theoretically repeats itself every 247 years. But we're going to explain why this chart works and how it works. It doesn't really repeat itself every 247 years. It's the tour's chart. If you want to see it from the tour, you can look at page 8A. And the tour did the same thing. Remember that chart we saw before? This was the tour's chart. So my chart is just a glorified version of the tour, a clear with the three letters in it. basically, as we will see, every 247 years it basically repeats itself, although it doesn't. We'll have to talk about why it doesn't, and actually there are changes to the Torah chart. The place can speak about it based on now. But basically, if you want to know how to use this chart, very simply, you look at the top column, and that's, as you see, Tav Shin Nun Ches. Again, we don't know whys. We're just looking how to use this. We're going to explain all the whys. But Tav Shin Nun Ches was a Heichav Zion year. The next line is Tav Shin Nun Tes. The next line is Tav Shin Samach. Samach Aleph, Samach Pei, Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet, Samach Hei, Samach Vav. This little box here, if you see where I'm pointing, where it says Gimel Chaf Hei, is Tav Shin Samach Vav, which is the year that we're in. It also, if you go back to the top of the chart, that first box at the top, Heichav Zion, was Tav Shin Nun Ches. It was also Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, which is 5511. It was also Reish Samach Dalet, which is 5264. Because in 5264, you could figure out what year was that. That was about 500 years ago or so. And that was the same year as it is now. It was Heichav Zion. So this chart basically repeats itself. However, if you look at the little Alephs and Beis, it's spliced through the chart. In the upper right-hand corner, we tell you 1 second. Not so pushing. It's not all the same. Some years are exceptions, and we will explain exactly how and why every 247 years it works. There's an English term for this chart. It's called the Metonic Cycle, named after the astronomer named Metton. And this is the Tours cycle, which is used to repeat itself over and over and over again. It's interesting as a side note that the orbit of Pluto around the Sun is 247 years, which matches this basically a repetition of the calendar. What does it mean, repetition of the calendar? Basically, it means that 247 years ago was also a Gimel Chaf Hei, which means that Rosh Hashanah was on a Tuesday, and it was a Kassidron, and all everything, whatever we're experiencing this year, they had 247 years ago, again, not necessarily English-Hebrew, but rather the same Hebrew year with the same parshas all together, and everything we have, it was the identical type of year. Again, we will understand why and how this works. If you want to just play around with this chart, you'll understand the whys. At the bottom, it tells you in the 247 years how often all this happens. For example, the Kriyas Hashana of, look at this year, what do we say? It's a Gimel Chaf Hei happens only 15 times in 247 years. That's it. The biggies are, look at the Hei Chav Zion, that's 45 times in 247 years. That's relatively often. The smallest numbers on here are the Hei Ches Aleph and the Hei Shin Aleph. Statistically, the rarest of the years, I believe, is the Hei Shin Aleph, actually. Or the Hei Ches Aleph. But it's very rare. I forgot which one. They're very close. But it's 9 times in 247 years. That's it. Which is interesting, a little statistic, because we saw on the chart over here that the Hei Ches Aleph year is the only year no Parshas are together. Right? That was the only year. That only happens 9 times in 247 years. That's it. And it happens twice in this decade. Right? It happened in 2005, it happens in 2008, which means putting those 4 years we're in right now aside, between about a 240-year span, it only happens 7 times. That's on average every 30 years, 31, 32, 33 years, except for this little decade where we're zeichet to have it happen 2 times in 3 years. Why that happens? It's all based on the Meilad, and this is how it's going to work. Now, one last thing I want to talk about is what's called the Atbash. And the Atbash you can find on page number 5, figure 14. Figure 13, right. The bottom left hand of figure 13. The Atbash says as follows. That, of course, Atbash is simply Aleph. You take the first letter of the Aleph Beis and the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and then the second letter and the second to last, and Gimel and Reish and so on. And all this rule says, and we're going to pick up on this next time because we're about to marry, but that means the first day of Pesach is the same day that we can Tisha B'Av. And the second day of Pesach is the same day that we can Shavuot. So this year, first day of the week of Pesach was on a Thursday, Tisha B'Av is a Thursday. Second day is Shavuos, is Friday. Gimel is Rosh Hashanah, and so on. What I also want to talk about next year, which I've been avoiding, is that we keep saying the Maalot is this, and the Maalot is that, and Rosh Hashanah is that. We will see that when the Maalot occurs, there's what's called the Talat Tefiyas. You can look at it at the bottom, if you want to look ahead, you can look at the next page, page 6. And that is that when the Maalot occurs, the Rosh Hashanah occurs, there are four exceptions. Those are called the Talat Tefiyas. The most famous of them is Loi Adu Reish, which means Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav. Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. We will learn why. What does that mean, Rosh Hashanah can't be on those days? What does that mean? That means if the Maalot is on a Sunday, Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday. Rosh Hashanah is pushed off to Monday. That's why if you look through the Kviyas Hashanah, you'll never see the first letter being an Aleph, Dalet, or Vav. It's only going to be a Beis, Gimel, Hey, or Zion. Because Rosh Hashanah will never be on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav. We will learn why. And we will learn the other Techiyos. There are four Techiyos. We will learn why. And once we have that, you can now take any Maalot, figure out Rosh Hashanah based on the Techiyos, and see how the year is going to fall into place.